Well, we are going in a dimension that God will help us to understand. You know, many times I've come here to do that, to teach us how to be led, but, you know, some things we read more, we pray more, we understand more. You know, when we were in camp, I said that Bible says God is the Father of what? Spirits. That's why in the Bible, Father of Spirits. I spent 4 weeks to repeat the same verse. For every time I come, repeat the same verse. Hey, Pastor, now, just help me small. Make me also be a bit, how can I repeat the same verse every time I come here for 4 weeks and I'm asking? Please now, help me small. Who is helping me? Hebrews what? Hebrews 12, 9. What is there quickly? Hebrews 12, verse 9. Furthermore, yes, we pay them respect. Shall we not much what? Much more readily be in subjection to the Father of the Spirits and do what? That means what? For us to live, we must be in subjection to the Father of the Spirit. Is that very true? That very true? So what are you? What are you? Also, we said also, is the Father of lights. Who is helping us in that one? It's not only Father of Spirit. It's Father of light. So if it's Father of light, what are you also? You are light. But who is helping me, Father of lights? Whatever is not in the Bible, throw it away. Base your life only on the Bible. If you have a good Bible, a good, you can do a search now. Just type lights. You can do a search. It can give it to you where it is. So, we say in the camp that if there's a force of life in your spirit man, and your spirit man can affect another fellow spirit man. But that Paul said to us when I was in camp, what did we quote? He said, when you gather, and my spirit, what? Colossians 2 verse 5, let's go there. Colossians 2 verse 5, quickly. I'm going to be a bit fast. Colossians 2 verse 5. Who is there? Okay, this airport. So, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. Do you hear that? Though I be absent in the flesh. So, though I'm not there physically, but I'm with you where? That means what? Think about that. That means what? Just think about that. A man is saying that. Though I'm not in your meeting when you are doing it at the village, but right from where I am, I'm monitoring what is happening there. Tell me about their levels. Their levels. So for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. Doing what? Doing what? Join and building your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. I'm with you in the spirit. I remember the story of my friend many years ago. See, it's good to be spiritual. It was in Abuja and somebody went to his drawer and remove his fire and pull something out. What is my brother then? Wow. Is anybody wow? Rapa fracasca torum Russia. It's just like that. In the monitor. Hot, man. And God just opened his eyes. He saw the guy. He saw him. He was in Abuja. Went to that place, pulled his thing, removed the. So when he came back from Abuja, he just went straight to him. He said, bring, no question, just so specific, so direct, bring my friend, what? Because when the guy was doing it, he looked around, nobody was there. But he forgot, Father of Spirits. Say, praise God, somebody, are you alive in the spirit? Are you alive in the spirit? So if Brother Paul can say that, do you think it's peculiar only to Brother Paul? Are you sure it's not peculiar to Brother Paul? But Brother Paul has been able to do what? Develop his spiritual mind to a level that he can say that. Praise God, somebody. So tonight we are going to do the same thing along that same line. Don't forget, all we said last month is a build up. If you don't understand what I said last month, I pray that this, what I'm going to say this month, will help us. Because to me, it's the most important, after a man is born again, to me, what is most important is to be spiritual, is to walk in the Spirit, is to be led by the Spirit. I believe that's the most important thing. And as I said earlier, when you exercise yourself in the physical, you, what do? You have a good, am I sure? So also in the spiritual, to have a V-shape, 4 packs or 6 packs, what must you do? What must you do? Exercise spiritual what? Exercises. If you don't do that, what will you get? Even if you want to have V-shape and packs, what do we get? Flat and tummy. You may wish you want to have packs, but you don't have nothing, man. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we are looking tonight, we are looking based on what we said before, Father of Spirit, Father of Lights. You are here to tell me, we are Father of Lights. But I'm going to continue. So, but you know where you are, Father of Spirit. So where is Father of Lights? Because there are all spiritual terms, Father of Spirit, Father of Light. And why are we going this way? We said, see, when God made Adam in what? In his image. That image is what? Is what? Is spirit. Are you sure? Are you sure? I said, if you see a spirit, is it formless? Is God formless, no shape, amoeba? So, spirit has spiritual substance. Is that not true? The Bible says about Adam, it says, he formed Adam out of where? The dust. And also, he did what? He breathed into Adam. And Adam became a what? A living soul. Mark it, a living soul. We are going there. What the difference between a dog and a man? Who can help me? What is the difference between a dog and a man? A dog doesn't ask what? A dog doesn't have that breath. Okay. Dog has no spirit. Am I? Okay, who agrees that dog has no spirit? Yes, a dog, D-O-G, aja, has no spirit. Okay, if a dog dies, where does he go? Does he go to heaven? Eh? You know, just think, you know, sometimes I'm trying to pull up, but if you understand it, you understand some things. I'm going to raise the level small. Just go along with me. I will use what is practical that you can relate to. When a dog dies, what happens to a dog? Eh? Do they go to heaven? Are you sure? Okay. Does a dog have a soul? Do they think? Do they have emotion? Can they love? Eh? So they have what? I'm trying to catch you now. This is very easy. We are not having confusion. Does dog have a soul? If they can love, if they can reason, if they can love, reason, if they can see something and turn away, what is a soul? Emotion, imagination, your thinking. So dog must ask now. Eh? If you see a trap, won't you? Who agrees that a dog has a soul? Who agrees here? You don't agree? You don't agree that he has a soul? Oh, good. No, it's not. If you don't get this thing very right, it's very difficult to go further. So when God says, man became a living soul, what is the difference? Because dog is not a living soul. But I will go there. We are going this extent. So, you know, if you understand spiritual things, you say he made all things from the what? All things seen came from the unseen. There are spiritual laws. If he made us in his own image, made us like him, made us to function like him, through understanding King's reign. Bobo, when Bobo is maybe 2 months, all they can do is to clean the nappy and to, am I right? But Bobo has grown small now, he can go and get water, go and do some few things. You know, he has to grow. When Bobo was born, Bobo has a life of a man, the same life the father has. I mean, the life can grow, can develop. Is that true? Is that true? It's the same life. What kind of life? So I'm going somewhere now. So see, God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. Let's go back. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives where? In the body. When God made man to function in 2 words. Man can function like God, and man can function on the heart. If you must go to moon now, you need a spacesuit to stay in the moon. But that spacesuit will allow you to also live here on earth, and also we are in the moon. Is that true? So when God made the man, God gave the man the ability to function here. Part of him is what? Ati. And part of him is what? Spiritual. Is that not true? But it's made to dominate the earth part by the what? By the spirit. Don't forget that in that place he made man, he has rivers there. He has 4 rivers there. Do you think the man has to have canoe to pass the rivers? How is he passing the rivers? He just walk across now. That's the way he was living now. He was living like God. He was able to look at God's face with no any issue there. Are you sure? Are you very sure? So man is a spirit, he has a soul. He lives where? In the body. Do you all agree? When Adam sinned, what happened? What happened? God said, the day you eat of this tree, you will die. What happened? What died in him? The spirit man died. Like we said earlier, Lazarus, if you see him, when he was out of his body, what you see must look like Lazarus. Is that true? That means we can submit, listen to me, that your spirit man is where? Inside. And your spirit man fit into your physical man. Is that true? Is that true? Do you think your spiritual man has an? Do you think so? If you have hands, or else if it looks like you must have hands. So that's a spiritual hand, that's a spiritual eyes, that's a spiritual ears. Because if that spiritual man comes out, it will look just like you. If you are 4'6", your spiritual man will not be 7'8". Is that very true? We are going somewhere. So that means we have a spiritual man. And the spiritual man has spiritual finger, spiritual eyes, spiritual nose. Or else, if it comes from you, it will not look like you. Is that true? When he breathed into man, man became a what? A living soul. What does that mean? Man became a living soul. When Lazarus died, and he was in hell, he was in Abraham's bosom, and the rich man died, what did he say about that fire? Say, where I am, I mean what? Tormented. What is torment? Torment is from where? When someone is tormented, torment. Is it soulish? And if somebody is tormented, it has to do with what? Your soul, am I right? Your body, what pain? Tormented, your soul. And that's what you can reason. Say, please, you go and do what? Tell my what? That they should repent, they should not come here. That means, When the man died, he took his soul with him. Is that right? Am I communicating? Is that true? That when a man dies, he took his soul with him. Because that soul is a living soul. When any man die, what happened? His soul die. Am I right? That's because it's, everything just... That means, when God made you, I'll put you inside. I'm going to say, just get along with me small. Man is a spirit. He has a living soul. And he lives in a body. Is that true? Dog is not a spirit. Animals are just animals. But they have soul. The soul is not living. But what's the difference? Because if you see some animal mating or in love, they can also be very emotional. It may look like us also. But it's the difference that when they die, nothing happens to them, so everything dies. But when a human being dies, that means God gave to a man. Man has a what? A spiritual soul that must express itself through a physical soul. In your brain, you reason there. Has everybody seen what happens in your brain before? Am I communicating? I'm not trying to get... Because when you say man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. We must be sure of that thing very well. If you're not so sure, you cannot operate as a spirit. Why? Because, okay, let's go. When somebody say, I'm being led by God's spirit, what does that mean? I can ask you, are you sure you are being led by God's spirit or you are being led by your emotion? When I say I love a girl or I love a man, what do people tell you? Is this love or what? Infatuation. Well, they're not too sure whether you love. Maybe it's your emotion that is what? Pushing you. Maybe the girl is fine and she's working in Gitty Bank. He said, God told me. God not tell you nothing. You look at the where she's working. You say, I did this one. So, that means your emotion can lead you. Somebody here tonight that before your emotion has led you. And you say, I'm just going to ask things that are practical. Are you here tonight and before in your life your emotion has led you? You say, I wish, and I was thinking that it was, I'm so, the pastor, I pray that year. I say, I pray. I say, are you sure? Then they come to you after 1 year. I say, no, it's not God leading me. I say, praise God, somebody. So let me make it. Please just get along with me because to me it's very important and we're going somewhere today. I don't know where we're going to, but I'm telling you, we get somewhere. So we're saying that how to be led by God's Spirit. We know in the Bible of Proverbs 20, verse 27. Proverbs 20, 27. What is there? Proverbs 20, 27. Please, let me read first of our time. 20, 27. Somebody inside, quickly, because of our time. Proverbs 20, 27. The human spirit is the lamp of the Lord. That shed light on one's what? It says here, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Doing what? Searching all the what? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you know that who knows the things of God except the spirit of God? Who knows the things of man except the spirit of man? And I thank God for the testimony our elder shared some few days ago when he first became a Christian. I don't know about you. When you first became a Christian, you can pick some things very fast. Is that true? But what's happening now? He was in a church and praying. And I was just praying and enjoying God. And something was telling him, somebody is stealing your Bible. You better open your eyes. He's in the church. How can somebody be stealing my Bible? I was a what? Conversation. When he had that leading, he switched to his soul. Do you know that? In your soul you think. In your soul you reason. In your spirit you know. I'm going somewhere. But because he's trying to develop his, God is dealing with him. I said, open your eyes. Tell you what, your Bible. I can in this holy place. Everybody's holy, holy. They're holy. When they finish doing holy, holy, and open the eyes, what happened? No Bible. Conan said, okay, I will help you. Follow me. Nemo, follow me. It's a big church. It's a big church. Our Yaba church. It's a big, very big. You see the other wing there. And he was in this wing. And Holy Ghost said, follow me. And took him in a big church. So the man has gone to the other extreme. I said, that's the man. And he was so bold. He said, my friend, give me my Bible. And the fellow gave the Bible to him. I said, what happened? Follow me. And he led. When last did we hear that one? He said, follow me. The spirit of a man is the what? It is a candle of the Lord. So God will lead you by what? Your spirit. Father of what? Spirit. We have three types of Christians. Some Christians are being led by their emotion. Some Christians are led by their spirit. Some Christians don't believe there's anything we can call lead. Their own is all just sit down and calculate. They don't agree with any leading. They don't say, Father, we are going to heaven. So let's see how. So we say God wants to lead us. But the only way, he has many ways of leading, but the basic and primary way of leading is what? By what? Romans 8, from verse 14 to verse 16. Please quickly help me read. I pray that we will apply this into our lives. Because some things that we all need to be led. We all need to know. Romans 8, verse 14. But as many as are led by what? Spirit of God. They are what? They are the sons of God. As many as are led. As many as are led. And on those days when I first became a Christian, when I go for a prayer meeting like this, those days, it won't tell you that you must stay prayer. They just call somebody. Before I leave my house, I will know this day they are going to call me. I don't know about you, whether you know. I will just know they will call me to do what? To lead prayer. Are you? It happens to everyone, every young Christian, we know. Unless you're not really born again. If you are really born again, as a young Christian, something you just know. You know it as if you know your name. Today they will call you to. So when they call you, are not surprised. It's not that I've told you. Your spirit man is alive unto God, picking things. What happened later? I will go there. Verse 15. Somebody in that room now, thank you. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. I'm going there. Fear is a spirit. But for a man who is born again, what is the trouble? If somebody is born again, can he see fear? Yes, now. Thank you, my brother. Some people don't. But fear is a spirit. A spirit man is born again. Well, why is he also afraid? We go there. Continue. But you have received the spirit of adoption, where we cry, what? Abba, what? Abba, Father. That is my dear Father. Your spirit man, you are what? You are a light. You are what? You are a spirit. God is a spirit. He's your Father. So you say, Abba, Father. And you say, the spirit itself, he said, he be himself, does what? With beareth witness. With our spirit. It's not a voice. It just bears witness that we are sons of God. So the primary way of God leading you is bearing witness. The spirit of God in you will bear witness. You just know it will bear witness. So that's the primary way of God leading somebody. As many as are led. Because you became born again by the same method, it bears witness. Before, I don't know about you, I went for what I call many times. Oh my God, I went for what I call Bajebaje, anywhere. But at the time in my life, I knew whatever it is, I made it. But it was bearing witness. So it bears witness. See, let me now go back to Adam's story. So when Adam was made, a spirit man can do what? Look at God without any condemnation. He has a physical body. His spiritual body lives where? In the physical body. He has also a what? Spiritual soul. That spiritual soul lives where? In the physical soul. You don't get that? If you miss that, you will miss me. Can I go by it again? It's just simple. We all show that he has a what? Spiritual body. He has a finger, spiritual. We know that one. And if you see the spirit man and the body, they look alike. But also he has something. He has a what? Spiritual soul. That's the difference between a man and an animal. Animal has physical soul. When God breathed into him, man became a what? A living soul. Living soul. Not a dead soul. Animal, thank you so much, man. You know, everyone understand you can say this. Thank you. I have a dead soul. So, when the man sinned and he fell from sin, what happened? What happened? Spirit man. And the soul can no longer become a what? Because it derives its life from the spirit. When the soul became on its own now, it has the nature of the devil. The soul is now corrupted. Let me move further. So when a man becomes born again, what happens? His spirit is what? Born again. What of the spiritual soul? That's the trouble now. The spiritual soul is not born again. Like you can see fear. Because, and then the forces of God will go their own. That's it. No, you know, that's why I said you must renew your mind. That's the trouble of human beings. You say, if I'm born again, why am I thinking this way? Okay, let's put back now. Are you listening to me? Because if your emotion is, because that's why we have trouble, it's your emotional realm. If you are noisy inside, you cannot hear God. You cannot hear a spirit man. Can you? You can't. It's not possible. So let's go there. I'll be very fast now. Hope you are getting me. So we have what we call inner witness versus what? Soulish emotion. Some Christians are led by their emotion, not by, and they claim they are led by what? By, they say, I had a voice. I said, no, you had yourself. And some of them, they are sincere. When somebody is operating emotional realm, how do we know? These believers experience not only the wonderful emotional eye. You know, praise God, when things are going very well, they jump. But also, they experience the low torments of fear and what? Insecurities that can be brought only by pressures of this life. You hear that? When they're under pressure, they say fear. Why? It's in the realm of the soul. Then they are full of joy. Things are going right in their life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ramosh. Oh God, we are winning. When there's a little pressure, they are sad. They are depressed. They are controlled. They are solitary. And don't forget that soul, that of spiritual soul, must be brought into subjection now. I don't know about you. When somebody say, God told me that's my wife, and after a year, he said, never, never. How can I marry you? Even people are not married. He said, I married a devil. My wife's a devil. It's not true. It's not the devil, is you. I said, that business. And I was led, though. And you put money there, and then you lose all the money. I said, no. Maybe something just... It's your emotion that led you. It's your greed that led you. Your greed. Yani kalu kalu. So how can we be sure that it's the inner man? We are going somewhere. Are you see getting me tonight? Are you sure you are learning something tonight? Please, it's too important that we go spiritual. I will say the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord that illuminates you, and by which you communicate with God, is your inner witness. Praise God, somebody. There must be a difference between the spirit and the emotions. We have read them from Romans 8, 14 to 15, 16. Emotion fluctuates from excitement when everything goes right to depression when it isn't. But your spirit man is steadfast, is fixed, and what? Stable. Is that not true? Your spirit man does not change. Does it change? Why? It has the life of God in it. Your emotion is subject to what? High and low. But your spirit man has what? And he always knows. So, if you can distinguish between your spirit man and your emotion, you can have 100% what? Accuracy all the time. Is that true? I read in one of Kenneth Hagin's book of a businessman. I said, I've never lost a dime in business. I opened my mouth. He said, I've never lost a dime. All my investment is money making. I said, we. We bought shares, so. And we are many. Even the book, I need your church money said to go and buy shares. I won't call names. God have mercy over us. We have said earlier, he's the father of spirits and he's the father of lights. So how do you differentiate between your spirit and your soul? We said your part that reacts to pressure is your emotion, is your soul. And why should Holy Ghost lead you when you are not a mature Christian that your emotion can still override whatever he's saying? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? He wants to lead you, but what is the essence if he leads you and your emotion is strong? He said, those who are what? In Romans 8, those who are carnal are what? Are not subject to the laws of God. They are Christians, so he cannot lead them. But even if he does, he's talking to them, but their emotion is so strong that they will just obey their emotion. When David saw that woman beating, what happened? Something came on him strongly. All you can see is some picture that is all the word of God is. I shall not commit adultery. I've forgotten that one. Emotion was so strong. I'm going somewhere. You know? So I miss, even if God is trying to lead you and you are not there with your emotions in life, I'll be troubled. I'm like, you know, this is where I'm born. My father said, in my house. When we are angry like this. God knows, I'm not here. Yeah, I just need anger. When I'm angry like this, just have to leave us alone. I said, who is your father? It's not my fault. It's not my fault. You're that with our family. Is that which family is that one? Is the one is sanguine? One is what? Choleric. I say, I don't understand all those jargons. I'm with all due respect. If any man be in Christ, you are sanguine. Then you know I'm sanguine. You are like that. I said, I don't understand that one. I don't understand. I may be wrong, but I'm just trying to find out. Let me say, you are not a Christian now. You have a new nature of God. Why you say sanguine, your people? We are choleric. We are very reserved. Praise God, somebody. Are you saying? So if you understand, if you don't understand this realm of emotion, because your spirit man, when he communicates, he must pass through the gate of your what? Of your soul. That's the trouble. Your soul is a gateway to your soul. Is that not true? How he says in Romans chapter 12, do what? Renew your mind. If your mind is not renewed, how can God lead you? He can't lead you. Even if he does, your mind will be too powerful. Your mind will side with your flesh and they will destroy the spirit. Two against one. Praise God, somebody. So we say that, so I mean, we have to be very careful with the area of the emotion. So the Holy Ghost wants to develop your character to an extent that you can, the still quiet voice of your inner man is louder than the turmoils and the pressure of what? Of temptation. And of your emotion. Did you hear that? He wants to do what? Develop you in your character to an extent that your spirit man and his voice is stronger and louder than the pressures of your emotions. Can I still continue? Praise God, somebody. We said earlier, the first Adam has heavenly substance and has an earthly suit. And the forces of the spirit, which is love, joy, and peace, is where? Is where? In your spirit mind. Is that true? So, the spiritual soul possesses the forces of love, joy, and what? Peace. God's kingdom is what? Romans 14, verse 7. God's kingdom is what? Love, joy, and what? Joy in where? In the Holy Ghost. So, those forces of the spirit, they are where? And your physical soul possesses the emotions of love. Did you hear that? Your spirit man has the forces. But your physical soul possesses the emotion, the emotions. Is that even clear? You know, if you say you love a woman, what happens to your emotion? It's also there now. If you really say you, am I right? If you love money, it's also, if you love money, everything is easy. Even if they call them from the village, they say, no, daddy, I'm coming this one. Your emotion. So, it is expressed through your emotion. The forces are where in your spirit man. That's the power of imagination. Your spirit man must see what God is saying. Must agree with what God, because you express it through your emotion, your words, your physical soul. I'll be very fast, but I pray that is very clear. I was trying to explain it before. And we say Jesus Christ is the Savior of the whole man. First words, Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Your whole spirit, soul, and body. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the whole man. As you have asked tonight, he becomes the Lord of your life. Savior of your physical body. He supplies his strength, the life of God, to your physical body. No wonder people like John Lake can lay their hand on somebody that has a pulse or small. She can pulse. A pulse like this. And they can put their own life hand there. The life of God in their own spirit man flows through their soul, flows through their body, and that thing cannot affect them. What about you? The life of God inside is able to manifest on the outside. The life of God in their spirit man manifests in their soul. Life of God in the spirit man manifests in their body. That's a Christian, complete expression of God. That's a Christian. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the spirit, of the soul, of the body. So not subject to the forces of this world. Adam was not subject to sickness or anything. To any other force. But angelic force, he was in control, was number two. After God, it was Adam. So a real Christian, I understand this one, is not subject to any other force. But he's able to manifest God in his spirit, manifest God in his soul, manifest God where? In his body. Are you still here tonight? Have I said anything that is strange, new, confusing? I want to ask me a question because it's a deep tone. You know, I'm raising the bar. We are raising the bar very well. We are just raising it very, very high. We are trying to raise it. I think we have spent 10 years to lay the foundation. We just believe God that we have to raise this bar. You know, they come by trying to do some things. And if you are there, you will have seen that. We did some things. And it's so beautiful. God is faithful. You know, it's what a man hears, a man knows. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's a life of God. That's a life in the spirit. How can some people live on this earth? They live as if they live in heaven. Yes, so the life of God is able because heaven is where heaven is in their heart. Do you believe? Heaven is here. Is that very true? He said what? That is in our spirit man. The life of God is where? In our spirit man. Is that true? When he affects our soulish realm. And our body, we experience heaven here now. Say, ye are gods. Ye are the light of this world. Say, you are spirit. Say, you are life. He says, the Father has life in himself, so he gave the Son to have life. The same life the Father has is the same life. Say, neighbor, I have the life of God in me. I have God's life in me. Then it must manifest. Men must see it. That's the difference now. Well, what happens with John G. Lake that he goes to a place, people are dying there, and four Christians came to assist him. Four Christians. And all of them, he buried them by himself. They're all Christians, they're all ministers. Somebody went to a place in the bush, people are dying of malaria. He said, I'm here now. He said, I put a stop to all of your death. And all of you are with me now, no more infection. And everyone know it. What is that? Somebody manifest the life of God. Why did Christ come? Why did he die? To make us a moralist? Ah, that is shame now. We have unbelievers. They don't fornicate. They don't know. They don't commit adultery. They don't take a kunje. Unbelievers. So if all your own personal work is that, you know, Pastor, I don't fornicate. I don't fight. Then you don't know Jack. He has come that you may have life and have the life of God in abundance. So when men want to contact God, when they contact you, say, Christ was the effulgence of his glory. We are the effulgence of his own glory. We are Christ. We are Christ men. Like Brother Kai will say, we are Christ people. We are Christ men. He is God man. We are Christ man. Or we are Christ men. We manifest Christ, his life, his wisdom, his ability. That's where we are. If you understand what he came to offer. I don't know your own task, but I'm saying, God, in this world, I want to live this life. I should not know what I know in my head. I should manifest it in my life. How would they manifest God? By their knowledge. They have knowledge. So let me go back. Your spirit, your soul. We spend more time later with it. But how do you solve this issue? When a man prays in tongues, you bypass your soul. He that prays in tongues edify his soul. No, edifies his spirit. Because you bypass your soul. Is that not true? So when you pray much in tongues, what do? You strengthen your spirit man. And your soul be quieted. So when you pick something from the spirit man, the emotions of your soul may not be there at all. You can pick it right. And I say, build up your most holy faith, because you bypass the tumors of your soul. That's where the enemy can attack. The enemy cannot attack your spirit. You know that? It can only attack your soul. So when you bypass your soul, and you stay there. When you hear any bad news, don't first react. Because when you first react, you will, that's where we are, your soul. Yeah, Orimio. Then you out of the trouble. You speak jazz. You see, in this place, all of us we are going. All of us are dead. we are down for. Why are you talking like that? Because you hear a story and you jump at it. But when you say mangra, boom, rari, rabafra, hagrama, you steer your word and you do what? Quieting your soul. Before you know it, you can pick things from the inside. As many as are led, that's your God. They are the sons. And you will manifest your son. Somebody say tonight, this year, you will manifest your sonship. Can I hear you, somebody? How can I talk all this length? You must manifest your sonship.
Amen.
You must manifest your sonship. True understand the king's reign. Let's raise this level. We know better now. We manifest better. If you have missed camp, you miss something. Because we try to demonstrate some things there. We try to demonstrate some things there. And God help us. They pray for me also. Some people pray for me. Just pray for me a lot. Don't worry yourself. God is faithful. Whatever you have had anywhere else, God is faithful. He has never changed. And even in later hour, these days, it will manifest more than all you have. That's the Brian Christ, you manifest more than Elijah combined. Is that not true? That's why I say the glory of the world later hour shall be what? Greater than the former. What happens in the book of Acts if this church at its what? Elementary stage. That means at the later stage of the church, we must manifest more than them. Is that not true? That's the Bible now. But we must learn their ways. You must learn. If you don't learn it, you can't get it. We must learn it. That the real life is in the spirit of a man. He set eternity in our spirit man. The fullness of God. That means God dwells in your spirit man. Think about that. God dwells there. His fullness. His power. Who made heaven his throne? The earth is full store. Think about that. Think about your father. He made the whole earth. Had to just put his leg. And he dwells where? Oh my God. Think about that. Christ is a place. We all know that. But he wants to manifest heaven to us on earth. So we'll continue later next week. Any question? Any addition? What must you do with this information? What must you do? Go and do a study on it. I can give you some textbooks to read. But they are really above. If only you want to exploit this life, you must give time for spiritual things. I have one of our leaders in this place. He said, Pastor, I must go to camp now once in a month. I don't want to come there. Why is he trying to do that? You must give time to spiritual things. I'm just saying with you. Some things will drop off in your life. Because for you to have six packs, what do you do? Do you do what other people are doing? Young men. Because we are going somewhere. They say, you can't do this, you can't do this. I say, don't worry yourself. I want to have what? My son told me, you just seen like this. If you want like this, 50. Another one, 50. Another one. Before I know it, I see the thing becoming flat. I see the chest coming off. I see this boy is becoming. Every morning without fail, no matter how in a hurry, if you see him like this, just go like this, just turn like this, just do the leg. Why is he doing that? Physical exercise profits little. Which one are you doing? You just carry, hear the message, you repeat it, what I find out? Some messages, after I listen to a man for almost 50 times, I'm going to hear some things. I said, ah, he didn't say this. I'm telling you, because my car just has cassette. I'm one car that just stuck with it, the sub cassette. So I'm forced to, then the CD was not playing well. So I'm forced to listen to the man. Before I know it, he said this. I was thinking I've had him. I've never had Jack. You are thinking you have asked some people, you don't know Jack. I'm telling you. If you read any book and you just read this in a hurry, we are the spiritual. You don't know nothing. You also have head knowledge. You don't have an idea before the man put there. I have no idea. I want to challenge us, brethren. As a life where, see anybody, as a life in the spirit. And if you do it very well, I promise you, the life of God will manifest in your making money. Will manifest in your decision. Will manifest everywhere. It will just manifest life. Life. But there must be a panting. There must be a longing. There must be a thirst. Blessed are those who hunger and what? And thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Any question? Next week, I will still repeat myself all over. So, and I'll move a bit further. But I want to beg you, Father of Spirit, Father of Light, you are Spirit, you are Light. You are to be led by your Spirit man, inner witness, inner voice. We are spiritual, brethren, and the spiritual controls the what? Physical. Are we blessed tonight? So, what have you learned tonight? No worry, next week I will repeat myself all over again so you can grab it. They begin to leave the realm of the emotions of the mind and go deep and pull things out and hear clearly and manifest God. Is anybody manifest God? Can we be on our feet, somebody? Be on our feet quickly. I don't know what you have asked tonight. Just raise your voice more and go like this. Manglalira vringala barasonu malika shkalia. Bagalira vula gidi mrangra mangra vulu monini lanini nokromo da vili nono nakara mangru mangidi mangali baguni manganga bangu mangani vali mari mari manga bora gaze maliba ni manini nokromo rabali ni marabudo nakani mo shungurubu yende mraka demani ni devuru manga ni demana vali mana ni ringa ni monu vrangali ya bungrobo skalia anga bungu dingi bungu bungu linge ningi ringi ni profali Prangra, Mangra, Mange, Rupunga, Lima, Nanga, Menendon, Donin, and Akada, Managara, Manga, Vini, Rumbo, Rumbo, Rangani, Manga, Bungaling, Rumbung, Rire, Bagadi, Badiri, the Gudu, Bagadi, Bagadi, Bangra, Bungro, Vur, Ingadu, Ringremo, Ringi, Bung, Bung, Ringre, Bor, Ringram, Nunan, and Nonon, and Kapura, Prangre, Bungro, Vingre, Mungro, Bungra, Idira, Padabara, Babara, 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 Brumma, Banga, Bungo, Ranga, Dinga, Wongo, Rongo, Wunga, Nanga, Ranga, Munung, Rangambo, Bungan, Dinge, Bungo, Rongo, Bungo.